Hello.
Dwayne, honey, is that you?
Yes, it's me, Mom.
Oh, honey, you don't sound like yourself. You're not depressed or anything, are you, Dwayne?
Don't start in like
that. Well, you've just got that tone in your voice, honey. I mean, you've been thinking negative thoughts again, haven't you, huh? Now listen to me, Dwayne.
I'm listening.
Now listen to your mother. Now listen. You are a very attractive man for your age and weight, all right? Now, I want you to stop wallowing in despair now.
Now
listen, I looked up your profile on Facebook.
What?
And you have two friends, honey, and that is not so bad.
I'm going to take the profile down, Mom.
Of course.
It's coming down.
I am hurt you didn't friend me, Dwayne, you know.
You're on Facebook, Mom?
Well, of course, honey.
What?
Now, I would have been your third friend, and I'm sure your dad would have been your fourth, you know. Hey.
Mother.
Hey. Yeah.
Mother, please.
Just look up Dwayne's profile on Facebook for a minute, Hank. Yeah, and invite him to be a friend. No, your son, Dwayne.
Mom.
Yeah, right now.
Is there a reason you called, Mother?
Well, I guess you don't know then, huh?
What?
Well, I guess you just forgot that Mother's Day is coming up, like tomorrow.
Of course,
honey,
I did not forget, Mother.
Now that's okay. That's okay. It means nothing to you, honey,
and
I am fine with that,
Mother.
You know, I've come to expect that.
I was going to call you.
You know, I have been waiting for you to call.
I was about
honey.
To call.
I have been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, day after day.
I was going to call you, Mother.
Tell my ma when I go home, the boys won't leave the girls alone. They pull my hair and they stole my comb, but that's all right till I go home. She is handsome, she is pretty, she is the belle of Belfast City. She is courting 1, 2, 3, please would you tell me who is she? Uncle Mooney says he loves her, all the boys are fighting for her. Knock on the door and they ring the bell, oh my true love, are you well?
Here she comes, as white as snow, rings on her fingers and bells on her toes. Johnny Murray, he says she'll die. She doesn't get the fellow with the
rope. You know, Sunday is Mother's Day. You forgot, didn't you?
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. You made other plans? Mm.
Darn, I was going to go to a poker party with some friends.
You know, that's okay.
No, I can try to get out of it.
No. It's fine. Just go ahead, really.
I mean, we have this poker party every other Sunday.
It's fine.
But I should go have dinner with Mom, shouldn't I?
Well, Al and I can take care of it, and you just go have fun.
Really, Janice, I feel terrible.
You forgot it was Mother's Day? Right. The first Sunday in May?
I don't know. I guess I thought it was in November or something.
All right, look, Al and I picked out a card for her, so here, why don't you sign it, and I'll put your name on the present, too.
Oh, that's nice. That's awfully kind.
Yeah, I got a kimono and a flowering plant, a jonquil.
Uh-huh. Oh, she'll like that.
Yeah,
we're going to pick Mom up at the home Sunday and take her to church and then go to her favorite restaurant.
Right. Oh, I see. Which is that?
Harry's.
Oh, Harry's.
Yeah. Now, we take her there dinner once a month.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you don't want me to come?
Look, it's all right. See, but if you think of it, maybe you could call her later. You know, if your poker party doesn't go too late, okay?
Sure.
I mean, it would mean so much to her.
It would.
You know, every time we mention your name, Mom's little eyes, they light up.
She's so proud of you.
To her, you are so special.
Really?
Even after you totaled her car that time.
She forgave you, just like that.
And even if you went away with some of your friends to Colorado for a week when you were 14 and you took that $100 off her dresser and didn't so much as leave her a note, and she made more than 600 phone calls to police departments all over the Midwest, and she went on TV to plead with your kidnappers to return you.
Yeah, and Mom forgave you.
And even after your dad died and she gave you his beautiful old violin that had been in the family for 6 generations, and you took it and sold it for a small fraction of its worth and used the money to bum around 6 months in Mexico with that rock and roll singer Betty Bad.
Yeah. You know, see, Mom's dream was that you'd grow up to play the violin like Dad. No, that was her dream. She'd have been the happiest woman in the world if you ever even made an attempt to play the violin. But no, I guess you had something else in mind.
Maybe I should change my plans for Sunday. I don't know. Let me talk to some people, see what I can do.
It amazed me all those years she stood up for you, no matter what. It seemed like every week we found out about some new wretched thing you'd done, heard some new mean, low-down, nasty rumor about you, some desperate lie you told, some cheap, dishonest trick, and we were always worried, oh, how will Mom take it?
Right.
But your mom always saw some good in you. She saw a sensitivity there, a kindness, a love of beauty. None of the rest of us saw that. We only saw you.